So talk to me about
what
I want to talk about how you started the chicken farming when you arrived here.
Because Anna liked the tomatoes. Anna liked tomatoes. Because I never think about it, the hard job. Tomatoes, cabbage, spinach, cauliflower, everything. And special tomatoes, you got my hands to be like that, black like that. And I say to my husband, no, do it anymore. Because that hard, black in the sun, that's very, very hard for me. Anyway, I visited one lady, Tamu Kelly Street. He died of cancer. And the husband is her, and they shy chicken, shine on that time to be a small baby, but easy for that. Oh, easy at that. Anyway, I said to my husband, I like that. That's a clean job. But I think less than one and doing this monada because that yet hard. Anyway, my husband, do it. Build the one shed, and another shed, put 7,000 tomatoes. That's a lot of tomatoes. With that time, he do tomatoes, I do chicken for one shed. After I finish in the hospital, and I got tuberculosis in a canal of my urine. And after I come home, already I be shed ready, put a chicken. So, 21,000, I think. No, that's more. 15,000 chicken, yeah, put it with shed. And after I finish that one, he put 7,000 tomatoes. My God, that's a too much. Anyway, tomatoes, he said to me, I go another shed, be a little bit easy to shed. He do it, that to shed. And after my money, 50, oh, my money is made 25,000 more. Get the chicken, and
what year was that? Can you tell me? When was that?
Oh God, 1966. Build that shed a long time ago.
How many sheds do you have?
Two.
So one was for chickens.
One for chicken. Both for chicken.
25,000.
But sometime, winter time, they give us a little bit more.
Can you tell me about your day? What was your day with the chicken sheds? What time did you start? What did you have to do?
Yeah, I started the chicken shed. I supposed to put rayon with the machinal, like. How can I say to you? Like some masonal, you know what masonal mean? Like rayon. Rayon, I dot the rayon right half nearly shade. And after cut chicken camu, first day, you put piper, not top, down bottom, give him water, put it in three times, exactly like baby, three times. Feed, you go inside, you look after is a heater so over there, and is a so dial something, you know. But sometimes yes, at least sometimes not. and clearing up, and clearing bottle, cleaning their feeding, giving feed, and that's a big job. But a job, every day, same, you know, that's a hard. Anyway, that one dog, so chicken, Camille 6 weeks old, started to go pick him up, he go in the factory, Zakilite. That's it, 20 years, all the time.
What sort of chickens?
Rooster, no egg, meat chicken, yeah. That I grow for Ingham, Taibotok, Bayada. Who give you more money? You go him, you know, a lot of. That's it. And after 12 weeks, you go another one.
So it's a 12-week cycle.
Yeah.
So you got 25,000 chickens every 12 weeks.
Yes.
Can you talk about how you learnt to speak English?
Me, that's it. That's how I speak English, because I gone in a business with the chicken. I never know nothing. I never know in the shop ask it for bread. Yes, I know buy bread. They go, you got meat or something like that. My hand should be black like that. See, very very dirty, and I put in the shop. They give you money. I pull my hair like that, and nobody see, you know, because I'm a chicken, in tomatoes, a spinach, cabbage, toy all together. After I finish in the chicken, you won't pick the tomatoes. After tomatoes, pick the tomatoes. This afternoon, you go pick the spinach. Oh, that's a hard job. I'm really, really hard job. Anyway, a man come every week, he check a map, has chicken go you, like vet, and it's no vet, veterinary, and he come, he teach me, but one time, I never got feed. I said to my husband, you order a feed. He said to me, no, I don't do it, you do it. He said there and here and I said there. And I go on a telephone, I ring man, he delivering me feed. How many time I say to Mo, you understand me. He suppose you not understand me. He bring me a different feed. You take it back. Yeah, Mrs. Sarah, I understand. Okay. Another time, I need the gas. That in the tank for chicken, little chicken. And they send me two bills. I said to my husband, why you send me $2? I'll pay that. Nearly cranky. And I said to him, why not you go and ring him up and tell him that you some more pay, you know. He said, no, I'm not doing nothing, you go. Okay, I go. And I said wrong. I said wrong. Bill, you send me bill, but I said to wrong. I said to me, very rude, because I never know they are rude. Just I think they No. Yeah, I say to Mo, why you send me two count? My husband said to me, Sveri, my language. He said, you better book what you say. I said, what I say? I never say nothing wrong. I said to me, are you understanding me? He said, yes, lady, very clearly. Oh, that term. Anyway, that's how I learning English. I must go on in a meeting. Me, my husband, anybody. I know how to stay either, but little bit for little bit, you know, it come to me in my mind, you know. Yes, sometimes I tell my language, you know, I tell my language, but I know can't do that. You're supposed to say English all the time. I know, it come in my mind anyway, in my mouth, that's all. That's all I did, chicken. That's how I understand English. Yes.
So how hard was that?
What do you mean?
Well, how hard was it living here? Who did you mix with?
Husband. My husband. I've been on another farm that day, close to Edmondson Avenue. I come that place there and there. But after you build the house over there, the house go up there, I go in the business, and after I finish, my husband got cancer, and I can do it myself. I do with my son before he died, I did a couple of years, but he go out, I must work, because that's terrible. I suppose you work for somebody else. He use you. Doesn't matter. My son be very good, very loving dearly, but he going in a race all the time. Every time I go in a race in Melbourne, after he die anyway. Like, he like race, he like care, and care suga kililibo, that's it. Yeah. That's how I did with that, yeah. That's how, I suppose I got two sons, a little more, wished more children. He grow with his lot, and after he work in the shed, but nobody work, just me and my husband. That's it, nobody. Nobody come, he say, you need something? No. I go all the time, us, yeah, me and my husband. But anyway, that's okay.
So tell me what happened when the chickens got sick. Were you, you had to stay here for the chickens, is that right?
No. No. You got heat inside. You got, how many heat I got? In five gas heater. To a big, like big umbrella. Like umbrella, you go na beach. You know, an umbrella na beach? That big one. He cover a lot of chicken. Smash you some, yes, he does. But it's okay, to your natural anyway. Yes.
How long did you run the poultry sheds for?
How many years? Nearly 30 years. 30 years, yes. 1966, the... The father, my 20 years ago, my husband died that time, some pinilla chicken. That's all. A lot. Yeah, a lot.
What was the hardest thing about the chickens?
Taking manure out.
Tell me about that.
You must clean him up every day, manure it. Vidbare, you know, vidbare, manure. Especially suppose he got chicken, got diarrhea. But that's kaya winter, chicken got diarrhea. Kaya summer, chicken got diarrhea. Kofu, everything. They must give you medicine. Must be there every time. I go one time, my husband say, I go in the Liverpool. He gone in the Liverpool, I go with him. Every time, every Friday, I go shopping. And one time, I come every time, gone, sees everything is all right, really, water, somewhere, something like that. That time, in a Philly gone, he gone like that. Get up, he gonna see chicken, all water in shed. Nearly half shed, all water. That manure you must put aside, the water go in, you know? And after sa vidbara, no, you know vidbara. Vidbara, you must take it, you like, the way you like. Yeah, sometimes you be like, yeah, sometimes very bad. Yeah.
So you had to get rid of the manure every day?
No, every day wet. Just on top.
Oh, yeah.
Just on top. Yeah. And I clean him out every day, cleaning more in water. Giving water, fresh water every day. That's a small one. Big one, once in a week. You must clean him up everything. Suppose you want a good batch. Suppose you don't want a, who cares? You never got nothing. Nothing. Yes.
So you had to put in the work to get money, really?
Money, oh. Yes, Dalimo. Suppose you never got work. You never got. Like every job. Suppose you work, you got paid. Suppose you no work, you not pay much anyway.
How many hours a day did you work?
In the morning I go on after I go breakfast, which is 6 o'clock. My husband go 5 o'clock. He go on there, and he open shed. He's supposed to big one. And he sees all right. After coming home, he go breakfast, he go again, and doctor finish everything he want to do. After lot of hours, lot. You never say 12 o'clock I go home. No, you supposed to finish job after you go home. Yeah, sometime. In the morning, very early, the past 11, I suppose you never feed. After my husband put in automatic feeder, it will be very easy. But, he's never got much that time. I never make one batch, you know. 2,000 to 2,500. That's all. Nothing much. That one you bill. Oh, gee, that's a gold.
Like a dollar a chicken or something.
No, can't pay you that dollar chicken, because suppose you pay a dollar chicken, and you get more. But or 25,000 chicken, you die, a small day, some die, you lost a lot. Sometimes I say to you, it's supposed to give you good chicken, you got good batch. I suppose you never give you good chicken, expect you that you grow good chicken, but no can. I suppose give you small chicken. I cannot be big one, can be but big. That one is not much. I know, small. Stay on a floor, and have the chicken on top of each other. Suffer. Yeah. Oh well. Never mind. Yeah. That's a life. Yeah.
What did you think of the chickens?
For first time, I like it. Oh, I love it because. I don't need to go on a sun. I'm working very hard. Not picking tomatoes because picking tomatoes na sun. It's very 40 degrees, you know. And yeah, after that, I'm sick of it. Couple of years. I'm sick of it.
How did you keep going?
How? Money. Hey, what I say? Money, that's all. Yeah. After su camili na farm every week, su camili check him up chicken special is supposed to sick. Camili su chicken check him up. And I talk to a little bit that, a little bit this. Stu, I understand everything now, be silly. I talk funny, half.
Were you on the property all the time?
Yes, every. I not been a holiday. Never. After I been a holiday, after my husband died, with my friend over there in Kelly Street, and all country, I be in Dubrovnik, I be in Slovenia, I be in Postojne, I be in a lot of places. Yeah, I not stay just for 1.5 weeks, but beautiful, yeah.
Tell me about when you arrived. How did?
No way. That's a dairy. No. Can't do it. Okay. No, can't do it. No. Yeah.
What did you think when you arrived? What did you think of this country?
Nice. Really, really nice. Lovely. Because I got a father here, but that my father for 26 years, he leave my mother, not because he leave like not the woman, just he leave is coming in Australia. Some people so go in the Brazil, some people so go in the lot of places anyway. And then my father he go in Australia. And after I, but you push me that say something. No, no, no.
I'm not interested in that because we talked about that anyway earlier. I'm not interested in that actually.
No.
I don't want to do that.
Not at all.
I'm trying to get your feelings about the land and the landscape.
Nice. Well, suppose you marry somebody. He like my husband like soya. He like tomatoes. He like working a farm. Everything. That time, I never got chance to run away. I stay. I sacrifice my life for my children. I stay, and here I am. Na farm.
What's a typical day for you now? What do you do?
I don't care. It doesn't worry me. No, that I not go in the shop. I feel so leg. No, can't walk. I'm okay.
Do you get lonely?
No.
How have you dealt with the isolation? Because you've been quite isolated all the time, really.
Yeah, that's I know that my husband died, my son died, my sister died, my mother, father, everybody. And just so I come, I stay with my grandchildren and my son. But after my son died, disaster anyway, that's okay. He liked it. Yesterday was a big birthday. Well, like I say to Mo, many times I go to Diana Grave, Leppington, I say to Mo, you like it, you do it, now you suffer. Suppose you see your grandchildren, that's nice, very, very nice. But he like it. He said to me one time, he take a place of the father, he grow chicken, he go in the Westwood for curry up there. He never working, I live with him, helping what I can, but he never give me money, just so I help him. He gone in the up there, Westwood, something or curry, I don't know anymore. He run over your feet. I ring him up, I say, why you never order a feed? Suppose I cranky, my God. But he say, I did. You never did. You never go feed. Tell me, 25,000 chicken, more, 25,000 here, 25,000 up there, 50,000. I said, how come you give it chicken feed? Every week, 10 ton feed. That's a lot of feed. After he come home, he supposed to come. That's a below Saturday, he supposed to come. Because he think that you leave it over there, the Monday. I say, no. You come home, you got big responsibility, you do it. No me, you do it. After he must ring him up feed, no can give him feed, he supposed to go on the farm, you see where he got feed. Give him some more feed. Some people give him feed. And after you know can take that feed, he bring it to another farm because that she cannot be sick than a disease. Than be catching a disease or something like that. But you order it, feed, you order it for that people, Amani should give it, and you take that feed up, Mr. Zabo up there.
What did you feed them? What sort of food?
Feed, yeah, pellets, pullets, what you call it?
Pellets,
yeah.
So you feed them pellets?
Yeah.
What did you enjoy most about the farm, what you did on the farm? What was your most enjoyable thing?
Nothing I'm supposed to do. Like I said to you before, I come to the farm, sacrificing my life, really, truly, because I be dressed like at my home. And my husband, he never let me, after I come here, that I'm going to dress like him. Because he liked that I go on up there, he done help him, no go on in the sedan. No. It will be tough. But
So you were a team. You had to be a team.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. Yeah.
What else can you tell me about the chicken farming?
I say to you, that's it. That's I did. That's all. It's not easier chicken farm an egg. It's a different. A chicken pickish egg, bring it in the shed, you pack him up, different. But this one, you must, another thing, you not can stay in the shed no more couple of hours. See, because it started to be hot, special hot weather. You go in the shed, you push the chicken, chicken's too big, there'll be a heart attack. Lot of heart attack. Yeah, that you know, can't no go. After you go tomorrow again, I'll make sure that feed yetun, feed Ivora. Oh yeah, yes. That's it. Sad. Women are right, but a lot of women I know that work very hard for chicken. Yeah, used to, but might be today anyway. But today, yeah, automatic feeder, automatic water, everything.
You did it all manually.
Yes.
Can you remember, just to try and get a memory of something that happened, whether it was because of the weather or some disaster, or can you remember something?
I know, because suppose you are very, very hot, you must got everything, fan, insulation, you must got everything. Suppose you never got, that's a hot weather, it kill you lot of chicken. Lot of chicken. And after you never, where you go. I used to Ingham got some places, Ibeni chicken. You know, it's tipping inside in that, I don't know, got in the somewhere the tipu, and the spray you with it, that is, it matches you bene. You, because you have a lot of chicken, but the smell, disease, the for another chicken. Yes.
How did you control the disease?
Oh, well, my medicine. Yeah.
Did you never got sick from the chickens or anything?
No, really chicken cough, you know.
What was the noise like?
What do you mean? Noise, yeah. Oh, yes, I used to be nice.
Describe
Ooh.
It.
Oh, two batches, is it two batches? Yes, two batches I grow turkey. Oh, God. Oh, my God. My husband put in. Soon, yeah. Soon he got, how can I say to you, see something, you know, he must get up. He suppose not, everything you supposed to put here, not in the middle. Because drink is here, not there, it there. After so Michael automatic feed, over there, now full line, I think, yeah. And in the morning, and he get up. Oh dear, he get up. That turkey push water, push everything. He break everything. Oh yeah, that's so high like that. Yeah. That time is never dead. Is never much dead. Lot of turkey. I must go on special in the Sherovich over there nostro that he kill it, he put in the freezer. I give everybody like it, I give him turkey. Jeez, yes. But you are not eating. I know you chicken, I know you turkey, I know you that. Yes, that's a very, very, very hard job. I did that. I did my share, love. Really. Somebody say, hey, you work in a factory. Factory and nothing. I know that you're very hard, but you stay in your feet. But over here, physically work, yes. That's all I say to you. And after my husband he take cancer, and he never work anymore. After I stay with my son for a couple of years, and then my husband say to me, leave it alone, make a boy himself. But my son, he be smart, he work in the shed for carrot, he work in the chicken shed. Mom, he go ila. I no can that he go outside at the chicken must feed it. Chicken must vora, chicken, everything. You must, especially supposed to test, supposed to sick, and after you make medicine, you must know that your medicine there. See, you got possibility that work. Anyway, I pass it like that time, I forgot. I don't care. Yes, exactly. Some people say to me, are you gone? You like a gone in a chicken work? No, my goodness, no. No. Maybe that's a little bit younger. But no, I'm old. I'm old woman, I no can go on. No way. No go. Waiting that I die. That's all. Ah, dear Mike. Yes, that's
it. Do you ever
it.
Walk around your property?
My wife, no, too hot. What's the matter with you?
No, I said, do you ever? Not.
Yeah, but I saw leg, suppose I go have a day in the whole house. Oh, yeah, coming like that. No. I like to go a little bit there. Really, I got 34 in stone. You never reckon that I never got that. I got 14 stone. In there, I suppose I gone up there. I do like that. You know how many times I fall over? Three times I fall over there. By morning I gonna. Waiting for bus, the make taikis are going up, and I go first. I give him Mitzi, my dog, give her eat. Sto I never do before. Just to have a day outside, and maybe I got blackout in the head. My sugar gone down. And after I run like that, like I'm drunk. I try to catch it or something. I catch it for that table over there. That table kick me here. And after I go in that door, but I don't know. Anyway, I follow. Oh. And a bus, nearly bus, must come in there and close to Gaza, take me. And I said, gee, what can I do now? I never can get up. I roll, the catching that post, post over there, and I try to. I'm lost in, I lost the balance. I really lost the balance. 3 hours, three, I stay have a day. The sports bus not come. He never take notice that I van lady say, you gone. He check him up the door. I never closing door, just that. My bag is close to door. But he called me, he never hear me. Anyway, after lady come, second time, he gone bring jelly, take it van lady. He come back and he said to, he called me, I called his, he said to me, where are you? I say, I saw it, I fall over. Please come on, take me. No can. I say, boy, oh boy. Try to get up like that, no can do it. I never got energy. Some yelling me, I don't know nothing. No can say because I never know. And two men, so me take it out. After I go on a bus. That's all. What can I stay home? Yeah. And after my boss be cranky, he say, why you come? I say, I come. Why I stay home? A fool. See, it's something like that. And the second time, I fall over in the room. Third time, somewhere. I don't know when, anyway. Three times. And after some children buy a phone in the mall, or like that, not that much. But I don't like it. Nah, I got, because nobody home. See, my boy work. Work. Nobody, just on me. Ali, I never sick of it. I never sick of it. I must do it. I always at home. Oh. Suppose I come, that's I come 1952. That's it. Always on by myself. Always. That's it. I'm happy. Oh, sometimes I say it. Sometimes I'm happy. What can I do?